You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Some people would characterise it as high-handed neo-colonialism, because this report by Foreign Affairs makes it clear that there's a need to ensure that officials working on Pacific affairs through Foreign Affairs actually have the knowledge of Pacific customs and languages. Now, we wouldn't send any officials to France or to Germany, on our behalf if they were not speakers of those languages. But we appear to be very happy to send officials to the realm countries and other countries in the Pacific without the faintest knowledge whatsoever about the language, culture, customs and traditions, other than a very small briefing. So this report in 2010 was extremely critical of Foreign Affairs and the way it operates, and the realm countries themselves and their citizens here in New Zealand in the submissions on the Constitution report made it very clear that they wanted a warm, friendly, supportive relationship with New Zealand as friends and cousins, and not to be treated as somehow foreigners in another land.
So who should be making these decisions, I guess, or dealing with the realm countries, if not the Ministry of Foreign Affairs?
Well, the point from the constitutional position is that they are not foreign countries. Tokelau and Niue are not independent countries in free association with New Zealand. They are actually New Zealand territories. The Cook Islands is an independent territory in free association, has a slightly different constitutional status, but nevertheless, everybody living there is a New Zealand citizen. So, and according to the pronouncements of the Governor General and the Queen constitute what is in effect New Zealand, because in 1901 we passed parliamentary acts extending the boundaries of New Zealand. And extending those boundaries meant including those three island territories into the actual country known as New Zealand. And in the various reports that have been made over the years from Tokelau people and others, they report on the discrimination by New Zealand and Foreign Affairs, treating them as immigrants, as migrants, denying them the rights that other New Zealand citizens have to start early childhood programs or access funding. And so we have treated New Zealand citizens from our own territories as if they were foreigners over a long period of time. And that resentment and disappointment is strongly evidenced in the reports to government. And I think Aupito and other Pacific MPs, regardless of what party they're in, feel that we should be dealing with the Pacific, and particularly realm countries, in a respectful relationship, a respectful relationship that's very different from the way we might deal with peoples in a foreign country.
But let's look at how this exactly has played out. I mean, Aupito has, his office has basically indicated, as previous ministers seem to have done, that this is a matter for Foreign Affairs and therefore for the Foreign Minister, Winston Peters.
He was required to do that, but this report of the inquiry into New Zealand's relationship of the Select Committee made it very clear that New Zealand should draw on the knowledge of the Minister of Pacific Affairs and the Pacific Affairs Department, and there should be a much closer working relationship between issues of Pacific peoples and Pacific affairs in New Zealand with the island territories. So that was a recommendation of this report, and I guess you can't be a Pacific person whether you live in New Zealand or in one of the island territories in Samoa and not know how closely you are connected by genealogy and by history and heritage to those other people. And the suggestion that they should be dealt with as foreigners, I think many people feel, is really obnoxious, would be the word that I would use.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.